In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush. Hour number two of Rush to Reason here on KLZ 560. And I am here with Susan Koshevar of the 88 Drive-In. Susan, before we get into entertainment, because I was planning on doing this and I wanted to do this because it's a new year resolutions that we're heading into, and this is the last show of the year. Let's talk diets.
Okay.
Now, Susan and I are not experts like Dr. Julie. So just so you know, all of you are going to get fatter over the next hour. This is actually going to affect you negatively. And I just want to ask you some of your ideas on dieting. I'm going to give you some of mine. And I'm hoping we can get you can help me out. My moo-moo is getting tight. It's really, really starting to ride up. And I'm having some problems with that. And I just was wondering, what kind of diets have you ever done? You know, a New Year's resolution type thing, come through the holidays, diet plan.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Just about every year, I think I start something.
What self-inflicted mayhem did you commence?
Probably the worst ones. You need to starve yourself, which doesn't really work.
Just then, starve yourself?
Yeah. Then you wind up just eating that much more. That doesn't work.
How long did you make it?
Oh, not very long. Usually, you know what usually happens is I'll make it like 1 day or 2 days, and the third day, you know, I lose it, and then I'm going to get back on it again, and then I do it again.
You know, I did this diet one time where you only eat what you kill with your bare hands.
I made
it about 20 minutes, but I lost 10 pounds chasing a rabbit.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, that was pretty good. So I did okay with that. But no, I've tried the semi-starvation thing. Let me give you an example, Weight Watchers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know it's not starvation. It's very healthy and balanced and all this. I'm sorry, folks. I'm a guy. Those meals are tiny. I mean, my goodness. It's like having a Certs tablet or something. Those things are tiny, and I make it about 4 or 5 days in, and yeah. I'm just starving to death. They work. Don't get me wrong. It's balanced, but ugh. Have you ever had a diet that actually worked pretty well?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you do?
I've done a few diets. I did one, and I lost quite a bit of weight. And I just slowly started cutting back on what I ate and increased my exercise. But I haven't been able to do that now. I actually call it COVID fat rather than holiday fat this year because I couldn't go to yoga and do the normal exercise things. You know, you can't wear a mask in hot yoga. That doesn't first seem healthy, and I don't know how you breathe. So I can't do that. So.
Now, if I were trying yoga, I would wear a paper bag, something to obscure my features entirely. I wouldn't want anybody to know that I was trying yoga. How about this one? Atkins, you know, all protein, virtually no carbs. And for those who don't know, the whole idea of Atkins is you're unleashing this thing called ketosis. Do you remember what that is?
Mm-hmm. Gives you bad breath, too. You can tell when somebody's in ketosis.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I've tried Atkins.
So it helps
with
distancing is what you're saying.
For sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. Good.
I liked Atkins. Dr. Atkins was a heart surgeon.
Okay.
And he noticed that if you just eat all this high protein, you tend to lose weight. And it worked out. It worked pretty good. I did that for a while, but it's hard to stick to.
You know, the biggest thing, well, I think part of the reason is because we live in America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think another thing is, well, first of all, really quick, how it works. Before I get any further, here's how it works. Basically, the cells of your body are always looking for something for energy, you know, because mm-hmm. they are smart and they want energy. And the first thing they're going to do is go to whatever gives them quick, easily converted energy, which means sugar and carbs. So if you give them sugar and carbs, what are they not burning?
Fat.
Exactly. And so if you deprive them of sugar and carbs, that's when they go into, at first, they go through a transition. So the first couple of days, your body, you feel unbelievably lifeless.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, you just look like you look like Joe Biden. Okay. I mean, in a debate, you look like you're just lost and you're lifeless. And then suddenly something kicks in, because what happens is your cells, you're basically training them. Mm-hmm. And now they're going to churn on and use your fat for energy.
Yep.
And that's the idea of Atkins. So, you know, that's okay. That's all right. I mean, have you done any others?
I did feel better when I was on Atkins. And in general, on some of the others, well, the one where I just ate less, after a little while, you do start to feel better when you just eating less in general. And I noticed that food also tastes much better when I did eat.
So, you know, another thing is that it makes you eat fruits. I mean, not fruits, sorry, vegetables. More. That's the thing I don't understand, though, because you can't eat fruit either, because that's got sugar in it. And your body is immediately going to latch onto that and then not burn its fat.
Right.
And I think to myself, there's something unnatural about not eating fruit.
I think so. Yeah. One of the things I try not to do is drink juices, because you're drinking the juice of like five oranges if you do that. So you get a lot of sugar that way. It's better to eat the orange.
And yet you got these people who do these juicing things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're like a cult, by the way. Folks out there, I know where you are. I've seen where you come together. You are a cult. I think they get together with caps and hoods, and they come together with their little mixers, and they do juicing, and they'll throw anything in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll mix anything. It's so crazy. They'll mix in these wonderful, tasty, you know, fruits like blueberries and oranges and everything, and then a leg of lamb or something. And they'll throw whatever else. They'll literally throw meat in these things. I've seen it done.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. Or they'll throw beans, which is, yeah. But they'll throw any, you know, the thing that gets me is like kale.
Yeah.
I know it's healthy, but it's like, you ever eat kale?
I did. Yeah, I got a few of those mail order meals, you know, like Every Plate or some of those others. And they're pretty good. And they'll show you how to cook it. And so that was good. I liked it that way. But I don't really think I'd want it in a juicer.
That's really cool. I got brides that way. But I settled on my wife. That worked out a lot better. Okay. Let's see here. My wife, she actually did this thing called the Whole30 diet.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to know something that is intense? Okay. I'm just going to read this off really quick here. It says, this diet is designed to reduce inflammation. And Dr. Julie always teaches us that any kind of sugar creates inflammation in your body. Don't ask me to explain why. I will sound really stupid. So just listen when she's on. But the Whole30 diet, it requires you to eat mostly fresh and raw fruits and vegetables along with meats. So I like that part.
Mm-hmm.
And healthy fats like nuts and olive oil. No sugar, no grain, no soy, no corn, no dairy. See, my wife didn't actually warn me that she was going to put me on this. We took a flight across the Pacific. About midway across, she and a stewardess were strapping this parachute on me. They dropped me out. I landed on an island, and I spent 6 weeks there. And it was just terrible. And that's all I was able to eat was a Whole30 diet. I mean, that's about what it is, right? You are lost in an island.
Yeah.
And that's how you would eat. But it was incredibly healthy. And what it did when she did it is it detoxified her entire body.
Yeah.
It did mine too, but I didn't do it as well.
Yeah, the yogis do all that. They'll get together and...
Yogis?
Yeah, in the yoga studios. They'll get together and they'll do that, and they'll do cleanses and stuff. And it must work. They look great.
Are they as flexible as we always hear?
Yeah.
Do they do the pretzel thing and they can just...
Yoga's amazing.
Can you hang them as Christmas ornaments if you want, if you have a really big tree?
You probably could. Yeah. Yoga's amazing. I didn't start it. When I started it, gosh, more than 10 years ago, you know, I just seemed like an easy exercise thing, but it works.
I wouldn't make it through a single pose. I saw some of those poses. And by the way, I think it's really cool. And I saw some of those poses and they just look so unbelievably difficult. Do you like work your way? I mean, do you gradually do a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more? And do you actually perspire? Is it really like a workout?
Oh, yeah. You're using your own body weight in a lot of instances to build muscle. And you build long, lean muscles with the stretching. And that's why I call it a practice, because you have to keep practicing and you stretch those muscles out. If you ever watched a little baby roll around the floor, and you know that's exactly what they're doing. They're strengthening their core and moving around so they can start to crawl and walk and stand and things. And so that's what you're doing when you do that. You keep all, you know, you exercise every muscle in your body in yoga. And you, it holds everything in place. It's really a great, I really encourage people to try it.
You see, as a baby, all I did was sit there and demand donuts. Okay, so you were a little more flexible, it sounds like. Like you would prop your entire body up on one pinky, and it was very effective. I could not do that.
You didn't stretch your foot up to your mouth and taste your toes and stuff?
You know, my toes? No, you're specifying my toes. No, I don't think so.
I have a new baby granddaughter, and so watching her roll around on the floor, it's been a lot of fun. And so I noticed she would start to pull those legs closer and closer, and sure enough, now she can get her foot to her mouth.
Well, there were babies near me that did this kind of thing, and I told them it was very undignified. I tried to help them, you know, with their ties and stuff like this. I didn't really fit in. No.
That's hard, yeah.
Yeah, it was really hard. Okay, really quick here, one more diet plan. You ever heard of Nutrisystem?
I have.
I've actually done it.
Did you like it?
Yeah. After 3 months, I looked like an Osmond.
Oh.
It was amazing. Huh. Yes. I had the hair and everything. I looked exactly like an Osmond. Actually, I found Nutrisystem, you know, Marie Osmond. She was, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Because I'm like hair.
I know. You're wondering what the, wow, what the.
Wolfman sort of.
Yes. Well, the thing about Nutrisystem that I actually liked is that I'm a guy, which means that when it comes to food, I'm an idiot. Okay, and this was idiot proof. And so they give you these packaged things, and all you got to do is supplement them with veggies and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a stupid person's diet.
Huh.
And it guides you through and takes you by the hand and basically demands that you just eat this and stick with it. And yeah, I lost a lot of weight. I actually got pretty healthy on it. The only thing is the food tastes lousy. You know, and that's true of a lot of these prepackaged things. Mm-hmm. You know, I think they're like 99% preservatives.
Yeah.
With some little bit of powdered food added in or something like that. It worked really well, though, and I actually lost one time about 25 pounds.
Well, it might not be all that bad for you. You know, when you talk about baby formula, that's all just powder, highly processed, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And so they grow on it. They seem to do really well.
Now, that is what men need.
Baby food.
Well, powder. Formula. Yes, like baby formula.
Put it in a bottle and off you go.
Yes, man formula. You see, women like my wife, they can actually survive, you see, on these kinds of things. We get confused. And if you just give us a formula and tell us to mix it with water and shake it up like a shake. No blenders. I don't want to get that technical, okay? Because, you know, then I have to clean the blender, and I'm too lazy for that. Hmm. So
just a can full of a bottle.
You know, well, once again, I grew up demanding donuts in the corner. Okay, that was me. And so if I could just have the shake, and you take the shakes, and they do have that, you know. Mm-hmm. What are those, Slim Fast and all that?
Have you ever tried Slim Fast? I think that one's more sugar. Yeah, I starved to death.
Did you?
Yeah. Nutrisystems or some other form like that might be better with a little more protein or something. But yeah.
Okay. Looking forward, 2021, do you have a diet plan? What are you going to do?
I think I'm going to go visit Dr. Julie.
Going to go visit Dr. Julie? That's very wise. And actually be healthy.
Yes. I have to get some tips because, you know, I can't like go to my yoga studio and you can't hardly even go to the gym anymore. So what do you do? I have to work out something new.
You know, when we come back, I know we're going to be talking about entertainment. Can we also talk about gyms? Things
sure.
like that, because this is driving me insane. Deal?
Me too. Yes. Good deal.
Okay. First, let's take a break here. What's next here, Charlie? Mighty Hand Construction? Yes, it is. Mighty Hand Construction. Winter is here. So it's a good time to look at your roof, your siding, your windows. You're paying a lot for heat, folks. You're paying a lot. So keep it in. Mighty Hand can help. Call 970-844-9191 or go to mightyhandconstruction.com.
The team at Mighty Hand gets back to you. A lot of mom and pop construction companies don't have large enough teams to call you back promptly. The same guy probably works as both the foreman and the salesperson, so he simply doesn't have the time. Micah Applegate, owner of Mighty Hand Construction in Fort Collins, has a team of dedicated project managers who will make sure you have a solid estimate on your remodeling project within a couple of weeks, at the latest. As a full-service construction company with nothing but 5-star reviews, Mighty Hand prides themselves on their timely responses. Micah and his team run a well-organized business with designated shop managers, their own delivery trucks and equipment, subcontractors they trust, and experienced foremen who will oversee every detail of your project. Visit klzradio.com/mightyhand for custom real estate modification in Northern Colorado. Honoring God, impacting customers.
Affordable interest mortgage. And if you want to hire someone like Mighty Hand, you need money. And with interest rates right now, that money is cheap. Call Kurt Rogers at Affordable Interest Mortgage. He'll get the cash you need to upgrade and probably lower your rates as well. Oh, yeah, he's a great guy, too. Call Kurt at 720-895-0500 or go to aimortgage.net.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, and I've got Susan Koshevar of the 88 Drive-In right here. Susan, I want to talk about gyms for just a second, and we'll get on to the businesses and other things then, entertainment. I can't work out with a mask.
No.
I can't do it. I hate it, hate it, hate it. It's like, folks, I don't want to breathe my own exhaust.
Yeah.
While I'm on, you know, the life step or the treadmill or whatever the thing is. I don't want to breathe my own exhaust when I'm doing that. And by the way, it's not a liberty thing for me. You know, a lot of people think, because I'm a liberty activist, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people think that I'm just some stubborn liberty activist who wants to get his way. No. If I really thought that wearing that mask was going to be helpful and that it was going to help those around me, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Right.
But the numbers, first of all, don't show that it does help them.
No.
And secondly, look, I'm having a hard time working out. It's heavily limiting the effectiveness of my working out. And guys, I'm paying for this place.
Yep. Customer service is just been shoved right out the door, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And, you know, my wife and I, what we did was we put ours, they allowed us to put ours on hold for 6 months,
mm-hmm.
which ends in February. But that's pretty good. So that was 6 months of the greatest madness. I figure at some point they're going to have to start loosening these restrictions up. They have to for businesses or they're just going to collapse.
I don't know what they're going to do. You know, we have that supposed new strain in Colorado. So the governor spoke today. I didn't hear what he said. So I'm a little worried about that, but I don't know how the gyms are going to make it because, like I said, I can't go to my yoga studio wearing a mask. I mean, I do hot yoga. It's really humid in there.
What do you mean hot yoga?
So it's like, you know, like 90 degrees in there. And
oh, okay. Yeah. So you don't all dress like Wonder Woman. I mean, you're talking just physical heat.
It's hot. Yeah. Ah. It's really hot in there.
Okay. All right.
So I'm not wearing a mask in there. And like you said, you can't go, you know, work on the treadmill or something with a mask on. Even lifting weights. I had staff that would try to go to the rec center and do that, and they had to wear the mask. You know, for a while they would put it under their nose and they started yelling at them, so they just didn't go anymore.
Who started yelling at them? Oh, you mean at the gym?
Yeah, they'd go to the recreation centers, you know, to work out, some of my staff, and they, after a while, they just stopped. So what are we doing to our kids? They can't even work out.
This is nuts.
And you know, we know that COVID is bad for people with comorbidities, and one of those is being overweight. So this is, it just seems like it's designed to make it worse for people.
Well, and it's not working.
Nope.
The numbers are clearly not working. And bear with me, folks, because I know a lot of you have already heard me talk about this before, but Susan may not have. I talk a lot about Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you know how they're like South Dakota. They didn't have any of the restrictions. And early on, they had their big wave of deaths that happened early on, and everybody in the media was talking about, look at Sweden, look at their high death rates. Oh, they're super high death rates. Well, you haven't heard anything about Sweden over the last couple months. Why? Because their number of deaths per, say, 100 or 1,000 COVID cases is running at less than a fifth of the rest of Europe.
yet they are the exact same size population-wise as the state of Michigan. And we know, you know, Governor Whitmer is just locking those poor folks down in perpetuity, it looks like. And Sweden's numbers are way down compared to Michigan. So I would say it looks to me like locking people in the home together is worse. It makes it worse.
Let me ask you one thing about the, I agree, first of all, but let me ask you about the numbers. I believe that the numbers in America are inflated. And the reason I say that is this, because we call any death with that has COVID associated in any way, or even to where we can say it might be associated. We haven't tested this person, but they have, you know, the signs.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, could be influenza. But never mind. Okay, they have the signs. So we call virtually anything COVID here. Okay? They're not doing that all around the world, because all around the world they don't have hospitals and doctors getting 20% more from the government for calling that. So doesn't it stand to reason our numbers are rather inflated anyway?
I think they are. And I suspect, you know, the whole idea of not letting a good crisis go to waste, that idea has probably got around the world. So I think that might be why we're seeing other countries locked down. They're, you know, doing things that, you know, they're making social changes or doing whatever they can to control the population. So I think they're using it too. And I know that England is really awful. Oh my gosh. Under Boris Johnson. I'm surprised at him. You know, he's somebody who has studied history, and he talked a lot about, he wrote a whole book about Winston Churchill. And when you follow through all that stuff, he's doing the exact opposite of that, things he should know better than do.
Winnie wouldn't lock it down like this.
No.
Winnie wouldn't destroy his economy like this. Winnie would say, hey, let's do some reasonable stuff, and that's it.
That's right.
You know, and Winnie would also look at numbers. He'd look at Sweden, for crying out loud.
Yep.
You know, the other side, they always tout Australia. And they say, well, Australia, why, they have no COVID there anymore. Okay, two things. First of all, it's the sunny season. It's hot. But secondly, folks, all they've done is put it off. It's an island. They shut down all incoming, outgoing. What's going to happen when they open up tourism again? And by the way, what is, you know, they act like it's some paradise and they haven't been crippled. Folks, how would you like to be working in the tourism industry in Australia?
It'd be awful. And one industry affects another, you know, so all the suppliers for those tourist industries, they're all going bust too.
Yes.
So, it, you know, it's
and
just,
what happens when you reopen it? What's going to happen? There's a thing called dry tinder. I don't know if you've heard about this. And that is, okay, any kind of illness affects a certain percentage of the population and can kill them.
Right.
All right. In the case of this illness, people who are elderly and immune deficient, perhaps due to weight or other things. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you've got a certain segment of the population that can die from this. They can be burned by this fire. And so they're called dry tinder.
Mm-hmm.
With me? And that group in every society is usually, from this, is what, about 0.5% of the population. Well, in Sweden, they burn through their dry tinder quickly.
Right.
Now they have virtually none of it, and everybody's surviving.
Yep.
Okay. In Australia, they block the whole thing out, cut it down really quick, but all their dry tinder is still there. So what happens when you open up tourism and let the fire back in?
Yeah, they're going to get sick again.
Yes!
That's right. I don't know. Well, then, and we have Dr. Fauci, interesting Dr. Fauci, who's now saying, oh, well, I inflated the numbers for herd immunity. So we don't know what the truth is there. I don't think he does either.
Yeah, but you got to listen. He's a scientist. You got to listen to the science.
Right.
Even though he was doing the science of polling.
Yes. And the science of trying to force Americans to do what he wanted, which was take a vaccine. So, you know,
Do you ever wonder if he has some kind of, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but my gosh, I always follow the money. Do you ever wonder if he's got any kind of a money take on all this? In other words, he's hooked in with Gates or hooked in with one of these people who are selling this stuff.
There are pictures of them together in the past.
Okay.
So it could be.
Never know.
Never know.
Okay. I don't know, but I'm just kind of worried, and I'm kind of thinking that maybe, just maybe, we're being led down a bad path here. And if we don't change that really quick, look, we're just not going to have any economies.
I think Ron DeSantis is going to lead the way, the governor of Florida.
Oh, he's doing a great job,
isn't he? Yeah.
He's doing a great job. Okay, when we come back, can we talk about Wonder Woman?
Yeah, sure.
I won't wear the outfit. I promise you. Okay, but we are going to talk about Wonder Woman when we come back, because they get a little political, and I want to talk about what happens with the quality of movies when they get political. Sound fair?
Yeah, that's good.
All right, folks, you're listening to Rush to Reason here on KLZ 560. Right up now is Purefoy Chevrolet. If you're looking to buy a new or used vehicle, they've got you covered with lots of full, great cars at a place where you're treated like family. Check out the 2020 closeout deals. There's still time at purefoychevrolet.com or give Purefoy a call at 303-659-8311. Purefoy Chevrolet, find new roads.
My first name is Steve, and I began going to Purefoy in 1993. And even though I live 45 minutes away, I've never gone to another dealership. And I've bought five cars from them over the years, all Corvettes. My overall impression has always been the same, and that is that they're a small-town dealership. They're a dealership in a small town, but they're really as professional and courteous and as concerned with their customer satisfaction as any dealership or any business I've ever been to before. Just about everybody that you run into there just makes you feel like family. And why would you not want to deal with somebody like that? We've all been to places where you walk in the door and you realize that whoever it is you're talking to really doesn't care. You're just somebody they want to get out before 5 o'clock so they can go home. And in this day and age of technology and, you know, all the stuff that we've got going on that says you've got to get people out the door to make money, that's just a breath of fresh, it's a hurricane of fresh air to go up and deal with Raleigh and his staff. They're just wonderful, wonderful people.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, and I've got Susan Kochevar here. Susan, Wonder Woman 84 was one of the movies that was supposed to be the thing, the big one that was supposed to be released. When was that originally going to come out?
Oh, sometime this summer. There was this. This last summer had so many promising movies, and I watched all season as it kept getting pulled back, pulled back, pulled back. I mean, I seriously felt like Charlie Brown and Lucy in the football.
Right.
You know, it was awful.
And that had to be horrible for you guys.
It was. And the thing is, I could listen to industry calls, and I could see, I could predict what was going to happen, because I could see the movies would get pulled back for like 2 or 3 months, and right. Then the next thing I know, we'd be shut down again longer. So right now I'm estimating maybe March, but that football will probably be pulled out too.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see here. I'm going to read a little from a review. Okay. From HollywoodInToto.com on Wonder Woman 1984. And, this is not a secret. He didn't like it. Okay. It says, the sequel starts back in Diana Prince's native home, where Amazonian warriors compete in wildly elaborate games. We did that in Wisconsin, too. It's no big deal. The sequence exists for no reason other than to remind us of the land's glorious vistas and tell us truth towers, above all, in Diana's culture. So truth means everything in her culture. That's great. Okay.
I wish it did here.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? Maybe she could bring that here. Well, Wonder Woman 1984 is a super lecture on the value of truth from an industry that insisted President Donald Trump colluded with Russia among its litany of lies. So this guy's conservative. He's mad.
Yeah, well, and you saw what happened with Alec Baldwin's wife, right? She said she was
Hispanic.
Yeah, and turns out she's just born in Boston. So
Boston.
Boston. A lot of truth there. Eye roll.
I how can you ever accuse Hollywood of lying?
Oh.
I mean, my goodness. Geez. Well, from there were deposited in the Reagan era, where Gal Gadot's... Is it Gal Gadot or Gal Gadot? No idea? Gadot? So I nailed it. All right. Gal Gadot. And by the way, I like her. She's a pretty good Wonder Woman.
She's a pretty tough woman. She was born in Israel, wasn't she?
She was in the Israeli
army.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she was an Israeli, beauty queen, obviously. Mm. Yeah. Okay. Well, as Diana, she toils as a lonely Smithsonian official. You see, Wonder Woman hasn't come out of the super closet yet. The ageless heroine exists with few friends and without the love of her life, Steve, who died in the 2017 film. She still helps the innocent, like in a strained mall sequence that mimics the tension-free mirth of Superman 3's opening. One second. What was that? Charlie's getting crazy. Okay, it's all work, though, and Diana meets her future nemesis. And it talks about the future nemesis, but let me just say this. They depict her as this, nobody cares about her. You know, she's walking along and, you know, somebody bumps into her. She drops a bunch of papers. Nobody cares because she's just a woman.
Oh.
You know, just a 6-foot, gloriously attractive woman at the office. Because, you know, no guy would, you know, rush to help somebody like that in that time.
Oh, yeah.
That poor dear.
No one ever helps anyone.
I mean, this is just ridiculous. Okay. My gosh. So what they're doing is they're portraying the 80s as a time when women, even ones who looked like this, were just overlooked and nobody cared about them at all. It's hilarious. And this other woman who is played by Kristen Wiig, who, by the way, is a fine actress, and also another real looker. She is a dowdy researcher with a virtual kick me sign on her back. In other words, everybody makes fun of her too. Uh-huh. This is ridiculous. I mean, look, newsflash for Hollywood. Men in the real world fall over themselves for these girls. They don't care if they're dowdy looking. They don't care. Okay. They're just, you know what I mean?
And women aren't victims.
No.
Does everybody have to be portrayed as a victim?
During the Reagan years, you and I were around in the Reagan years, women soared. Am I right?
Yeah, for sure. Taxes were lower. You could open a business. It was, you know, it was good.
Yeah. Well, here they have Barbara. She meets a con man who fashions himself as an oil baron. And he is like Donald Trump. And they've got he's media savvy with a false fortune, a heaping helping of daddy issues. Get it? And so basically he's their Donald Trump. And he's the bad guy, of course.
He's rich and bad.
Yeah, rich and bad. And he wants this artifact with magical powers. I won't go into it anymore. But basically, from this article, people are able to get a wish, have it come true. It's not a genie. You don't get three, but, you know, you get one. Yeah. And you can, you know, Diana wishes to bring Steve back. And that's kind of cool, which is going to be funny, obviously, because he's not used to the 80s, the fashions. But according to this, that doesn't even go over that well. It's not as funny as it looks in the previews. And it's just... Oh, and basically they're bashing oil companies. They're bashing Reagan. There's a spot there where they pick on Reagan. They're making the bad guy be kind of a Trump. And the thing doesn't come off. It's not funny. It's funny at times. I mean, it's got to be, right? You put that much money and those writers into it, it's going to be funny at times. Here's my question. How many preachy movies are that funny?
Not many. No. I can't think of one.
No. See, it's hard to be, you know why? Because they're not preaching out of, say, a belief in God or a belief in freedom or a belief in liberty or a belief in whatever. They're preaching out of rage.
Yeah. And nitpicking, things that, you know, liberty is like overreaching, and they're nitpicking little things.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes. You know what they are? They're Karens behind the what do you call it?
The camera, yeah.
The camera. Karens behind the camera.
Look at this and look at this.
Yes. Yeah. And they're preaching. Folks, you can't be funny when you're mad.
No.
Enraged humor doesn't work very well. I was talking about this yesterday. Jim Carrey, before he went all hyper-political anger fest, was hilarious. I mean, he was one of the funniest guys Hollywood had ever seen.
Yeah, it's very sad what happened to him.
My gosh, he's a mess.
Yeah.
He hasn't been good for many years. Robin Williams was able to separate it for the most part. Robin Williams was full of anti-conservative rage. This was a man who hated the right more than he would have hated the Nazis in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this man hated Reagan. He hated everything about the right. He hated everything about us. Okay? And yet... when he went on the movie set, he could separate himself from that and just perform.
Right.
A lot of times they can't. And with Wonder Woman 84, apparently, I'm just going by this, you know, this one thing. But by the way, I'm not just totally going just by this one review, because Then there was a very pro-Wonder Woman 84 review put out by Slate Magazine.
Oh, okay.
And they're basically saying, this is making us believe in, you know, Warner Brothers again and all this. And at that point, you know.
Right.
They're preaching. I don't want to be preached to.
No.
It's expensive.
Yeah, I don't think anybody likes that.
No. So, but hey, when it comes to your theater, I'll tell everybody it's great.
Okay. come see it and put your own opinion on it.
Well, and also you will put it together with two other movies.
Yes, although it's pretty long, so we can't do that when we're under curfew. I can start the show at 5, but I can't play 2.5-hour movies because we'll be past curfew.
What's the curfew?
10.
Now, wait a minute, though. You're not starting up until March, April. What? Probably April. Early April,
probably.
End of March.
Yeah, I'll try for March because we did really well this fall. People didn't seem to mind coming out in the cold. At one point, we were the only theater in the state open.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to try it again?
Try it again, yeah. People were really kind and you know, liked coming and try to buy stuff in the snack bar and stuff.
Do you think A Quiet Place 2 will be out by then?
It's hard to say. They keep pulling that stuff back, so I just...
Because that's going to be a moneymaker for you. I loved the first one.
Oh, that was what we were going to open with. This was going to be our best season ever.
Really?
And we didn't have very much rain this year, so it would have just soared.
Okay, and all of this has been shut down over something that has not affected, as you're saying with the numbers you're telling me, because I haven't seen them, so I'll go on what you're saying. It has not affected the overall death rate of the country.
99.8% survival rate, and most of those people don't know they've contracted it, similar to the flu.
And the overall, the number of people who have died in 2020
is less than 2019. You can find it on the CDC website.
And for this, we've destroyed all these movie theaters.
All these movie theaters. I think the indoors are, I don't know if they have any gas left. They certainly won't by March.
Yeah, how are they? Are they basically just on hold? Or are they going to bounce back? What are they going to do?
I don't think they're going to bounce back. I see that the National Association of Theater Owners is putting together bankruptcy seminars.
Oh, my.
And, you know, we know AMC and some of the others have talked about that. So,
wait a minute. What about you got the vaccine? Okay. So if you have the vaccine out there, although what drives me nuts is you got this moron, Fauci. Yes, I called him that, folks, a moron. Okay. He's going out there saying, even with the vaccine everywhere, you still got to wear masks and distance. My gosh.
Why?
Have we ever been more afraid of anything in our lives?
Never.
I mean, so you have to have a vaccine and you have to distance and wear a mask and put up plexiglass. What else? Are we all going to run around in gerbil balls?
Well, they're not sure how long now the vaccine's going to last. I've heard all kinds of estimates, you know, to a few weeks, a couple of months. I mean,
well, you see, I was planning on running an IV.
Oh,
so
okay.
I would walk behind me with, you know, that wheels, the thing on the wheels, you know, and it's squeaky wheels, you know, and they squeak behind you everywhere I walk. I was going to do that with the vaccine, so I'm going to be good.
Oh, okay.
You know, cowards like you who only get a shot or... You probably won't even get it. I'm actually not planning on getting it.
No, me neither.
Do you care?
No. You know, I think we need to make a sequel to Idiocracy, don't you think?
I think we do.
That movie? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You Everybody know, should see that.
And I, don't get me wrong, I'm not even an anti-vaxxer. I'm not pro-vax, I'm not anti- I just don't care. I don't care about COVID.
No, just, I think everybody should make their own decision, what's best for you. I don't get the flu shot. I hardly ever get sick. So, you know, it depends on your comorbidities probably and, you know, what you tolerate.
Let me look at this from another direction here before we go to break. Politics. If we are looking at Hollywood, who are some of the biggest donors to the left, and they are being crippled by this. Yeah, they're releasing stuff online and, you know, on what? Netflix and Disney and so forth. But they're not making the same money. They're
no.
not.
Theatrical release brings in the most.
Absolutely, because, you know, and by the way, I saw this ridiculous article saying that in theatrical release, they're only getting 50% of the tickets, ticket costs. I laughed out loud. I'm like, any movie that's a big movie is getting 80 to 90% in the first 2 weeks when you get about 80% of the clientele that's going to come in for the movie.
That's
right. In other words, they're getting big money in those first couple weeks.
And those people who go see that movie, go tell their friends. And sometimes they go back. I've had customers come back every single week for weeks. They like the movie so much. And they bring their friends. So it's just...
because it's a social exercise.
Yeah, and it's like giant advertising, too. There's nothing like a gigantic theatrical release where you dress up and you go out with your friends.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Dress up like Princess Leia for the 80th time because yet another Star Wars is coming out and all that.
Yep.
I do that, of course.
People do. They come and, yeah, they certainly do come to the theater in their favorite character's outfit.
Yeah, but
for sure.
Think about, just do the, run the numbers with me here. If you are going to release something, let's say on Disney Plus, and yes, they're getting the, you know, the money that people put up front every month toward Disney Plus.
Yep.
And then you're paying what, an extra maybe $20 for the movie or whatever.
Well, that didn't work out so well, but yes.
No, it didn't work out so well, Mulan.
No.
Hello. They lost their shirts compared to what Mulan would have done in the theaters. That's what I'm getting to here. Okay, so you know what families are like. They're trying to save money, right? So you say, okay, we got it on Disney Plus. And they'll even have maybe, you know, like four or five families. Hey, tell you what, we will get Disney Plus. You guys over here get this, we'll get that. And so here comes this movie from Disney. And what do you have?
Yeah.
You have a living room full of a dozen kids from all over the neighborhood, you know, friends, and you got a couple parents who, you know, let's face it, are throwing food at the kids and then going and talking and drinking wine. All right. But you've got that. And what are they spending for it? They're spending their monthly fee on Disney and $20.
Yeah.
Okay. Meanwhile, what Disney could have gotten with Mulan, that's a biggie. That's 90% first 2 weeks, at least the first week. Okay. After that, down to 70 and then 50. Am I right?
It goes down. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So let's say, I know it's different at your theater because, you know, you're an outdoor, it's a different thing. People come in cars. But, okay, let's imagine those 8 to 10 kids now, even at kid price, what do they pay? About nowadays, 10, 12?
I wouldn't charge for kids, but I think the indoors, yeah, I think that's about right.
Yeah, you don't charge
quite a bit.
Right. Okay. So even for kids, they're going to be paying, I'm going to say 8 to 10 minimum.
Yeah.
Now, nowadays, because it's gone that high. Do the math, folks. Times, let's say, 8 kids, okay, at 90% of a, let's say, $10. So you got $9, that's $72. You gave away $72, you only got 20.
Yep. That's exactly how it works.
And I didn't even count the adults.
Nope. And not only that, a lot of people found $20 to be too much for, you know, in-home entertainment. So
it's not the same experience. Nope. You're on the couch, you're on the floor, you're on this. And then the theaters now, you can either go for cheap at your place and see three.
Yeah.
And get, by the way, you get pizza and stuff like that.
Just sit outside and a whole lot of stuff. Or you can go to indoor in their comfortable chairs and their surround sound. I mean, we're different animals.
Either way, it's a win, though. Either way, it's way more fun than sitting at home with the kids climbing all over each other, wondering, what are we going to do? I'm sorry. It's just not worth it. I don't think, and because of this, and I'm looking at Hollywood losing all this money, okay? I'm looking at them losing all this money, and I'm thinking, they're huge donors to liberal politicians. And that's why I wonder, and when we come back from break, I want you to talk about this. Do you think that that kind of pressure will reopen the theaters with the vaccine? Can you answer that when we come back?
I'll try.
Okay, well, let's take a look at it. But first up, Bruce Simmons with American Liberty Mortgage. You know, I keep saying it, folks, don't wait until you retire. A reverse mortgage line of credit will continue to grow tax-free until the day you need it. And Bruce Simmons can show you how. Give Bruce a call at 303-467-7821, or you can find Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com.
Owning a relatively high-value home does not make you immune to cash flow problems. It's more expensive to maintain and insure. Property taxes seem to go up every year. And of course, you may have a sizable mortgage payment to make every month. You don't want to sell, but you wish you had a little more margin in your budget. As long as you continue to pay your taxes and insurance, a reverse mortgage with KLZ's Bruce Simmons could give you the financial cushion you need. Thanks to recent changes by the Federal Housing Administration, you may be able to eliminate your monthly mortgage payment, setting you up comfortably for as long as you live in the home. Starting in January of 2021, homeowners 62 years and older with higher value homes may tap into a larger portion of their equity, giving them a better chance of qualifying for the loan. Get in touch with Colorado's first certified reverse mortgage specialist now at klzradio.com/reverse.
All right, a good shop. You know, a car accident can bring on panic. So replace that panic with this phone number, 720-541-7697. At a good shop, get this, a real live caring person answers the phone every time, and they'll help with your insurance claim while handling all your auto body work in-house. Got a bad accident? You need a good shop.
After a collision, you want to take your vehicle to a certified shop that specializes in auto body work. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop hear from a lot of people who think you need to go back to the dealership for auto body work. But just like John Rush has been telling you, many dealerships don't even do auto body work. Dealerships focus on sales. So in some cases, they don't even have the certifications and equipment required for quality collision repair. Al used to work for the dealerships before founding A Good Shop in North Glen in Commerce City. So he knows from experience that many dealerships farm your vehicle out to some other shop where you have no control over the process. You're just a number to them. That's why Al and his team at A Good Shop are proud to run an independent, certified collision repair center where they specialize in auto body work. Schedule an estimate with A Good Shop now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
Franktown Firearms. Okay, guys, guns can be pricey, but thanks to their location, Franktown offers the lowest tax rate around. Trust me, that's big. Also, if you're a veteran, first responder, or in law enforcement, you'll receive a Patriot discount on everything in the store. And finally, mention KLZ and Franktown Firearms will waive the background fee on any firearms purchase. Heard enough? Go to klzradio.com/Franktown or call Franktown Firearms at 720-770-7777.
Buying a gun alone doesn't make you safe. Recently, the team at Franktown Firearms has been working with a lot of beginners who just want to feel safe. Widows living alone who need to protect themselves. People with arthritis in their hands who may struggle to load or rack a handgun, depending on the model. Anyone can learn defensive shooting skills, and buying a gun is a great first step. But you need to know how to use it confidently. The team at Franktown Firearms encourages everyone to try out different guns on the range before purchasing. Right now, mention KLZ to receive a free hour on the range when you purchase a new firearm. Once you purchased your firearm, the team at Franktown advises you to sign up for one of their basic training courses or one-on-one instruction so you can become completely comfortable with that particular gun. Free gun rentals are included with private training lessons. Visit klzradio.com/Franktown now. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush. And I've got Susan Koshevar with me today. Susan, we've been talking about 2020 and 2021 and how it's affecting the movie industry. I think we can agree 2020 killed it.
Yes. Maybe permanently. A lot of things will be different. You know, people were talking this summer about how, oh, drive-ins are coming back. Well, you know, it was nice to be an outdoor venue for sure, but we didn't have those new movies. And in drive-ins, the classic repertoire did really well, at least for this year. But, you know, we're all busy looking for alternate content, and a lot of them are looking at doing concerts for the whole year, and then just probably some of the smaller independent movie producers. What I'm thinking is when this comes back, there may not be a spot, at least at the drive-ins, for movies, because they're loading up with concerts and comedy acts and things that
are
some
you
of
doing
them,
this?
I haven't done those, but I know the Holiday Twin in Fort Collins did, yeah, and they did very well with them.
Okay.
So, and a lot of them around the country did very well. So we're all talking about putting together a circuit. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
A circuit, so you'll have somebody that'll travel from drive-in to drive-in to drive-in to drive-in.
Yep. And then they come in and they set their stage up and, you know, there's a group of people, and they just book them book all the theaters one right after another. So we'll see what happens. This year is going to be a massive change. And, you know, at least with all the drive-ins, we're entrepreneurs, and you do what you have to survive. And that's one of the things that's happening. So I think Hollywood is shoehorning themselves out of the theaters completely because, you know, in a market, other competition will spring up and fill that spot. As for the indoors, I don't know if Hollywood is planning on picking them up and trying to run them, buying them for pennies on the dollar once this is over, because they're going to be bankrupt.
You know, I could see them doing that. Here's the thing. I think at some point they've got to start making the movies. And once again, getting back to Hollywood and getting to politicians. Liberal politicians love money even more than anyone else. And these are their biggest donors. And their biggest donors right now are losing their shirt. Okay. And that's why I kind of wonder, my gosh, do they have to start getting it up? Right now, Hollywood, by the way, they're shut down. They're not making movies for a few weeks. And they're saying it's because their hospitals were being overrun down there. They had 0% availability for beds and so forth. Let me ask about this, though. How can that be when Southern California is the most dictatorial place around?
Yeah.
Everybody's got a mask. You can't get bit by a mosquito because they're wearing masks.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody's got a mask. Everybody's distanced. Everybody's clean hands, all this. And yet they have been so overrun with COVID.
Yeah.
That now they've actually had to shut down movie making, which is ludicrous to me. But tell you what, we got about a minute and a half here. I want to ask you, do you foresee Hollywood telling their politicians, we own you, you'd better unleash us pretty soon and let us put our movies back where we make real money?
I think they might be fighting with their Chinese owners to open rather than the politicians.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, China has moved into most of these industries and most of Hollywood and now owns a good portion of it. They're producing the movies. They own the studios. They own Sony. And even Disney had to change some of their movies so that they could play them in Chinese markets. You know, Mulan and some of the others. There was a particular movie that talked about Tibet, and they had to change Tibet as the location for the movie to what the storyline was, to some other country because China didn't like that. And so they're censoring their own content so that they can play in those Chinese markets. And
basically you're saying China has its claws and clutches into Hollywood just as much as it does big tech.
It does, yeah. There's talk of Disney former executive Bill Iger being the ambassador to China. So, and he, you know, and he was the one who changed some things in Mulan so that they could play that in China.
I remember that.
Yeah. So I'm worried about some of the influences in China, in Hollywood, and I don't know who those studios are really going to be fighting with.
I'm worried about any influences on the product, on the art.
Yes.
Make it left wing, make it right wing, make it no wing, but make a good movie.
Yes.
Make a good movie and quit having a foreign country tell you how to make it. This is ridiculous. I believe that Liberty sells the best movies and makes the best entertainment.
I would agree.
All right. Susan Kochevar has joined me for this hour. Thank you so much. That was
incredible. You're
welcome. And that is the end of hour number two. We'll be back in a moment with hour number three on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.